guess that's the world we live in right now.
Poop.
We all sighed at the same
everybody
time.
Yeah, so yeah.
And I guess just to come back from that.
Oh, by the way, U.S. told us that, we're going to help you and stuff. It's been like 2 days now since they said that. Mm-hmm. But recently they said in the next 96 hours, we're going to like attack military bases and stuff. I'm not sure.
You know, I don't know if I trust.
I know.
America.
Fully, but yeah. You know,
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like, honestly, I feel like it's just hope for people that live there. Like mm-hmm. they see it on TV and be like, oh, we can actually end this. Mm-hmm. Like,
but then again, I feel like with the U.S., there's always a caveat. There's always a but, and then something else happens, and then they just like, or they either take over or they're like, with what happens like throughout history of like the U.S. taking down someone, and you're saying, oh, but here's another governor. He's gonna be a good one, and then the guy is just like a Ponzi for the U.S.
Mm.
It's like there's no safe.
It's just
yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't have enough knowledge about politics, so I think I'm not gonna talk about it.
This is what we know.
Yeah,
that
was just the part that I knew, but mm-hmm. I'm learning this stuff from you too.
Yeah, that's good. I guess just to come back from that
mm-hmm.
horrible event, let's keep the energy high. Good, let's get optimistic, because we don't want to completely fall into that
mm-hmm.
despair. Let's play some
music. Yeah,
music. Yeah, come on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow, and we're back. We're back. Yes.
What were those songs that we listened
to? Those songs were some punk songs. The first one that we had on the track is called Queen of the Thrill, excuse me, by Frida Kjell.
That was nice.
I'm afraid if I'm not saying that right, I think. Maybe.
That was nice. Very chill songs.
They're really good songs. The second one that we played was from their album Husky House. The song was called Knife in the River by Fulfillment, I think so. Yes. And their last one on the track that we had was by an artist called Giant Day. The song was Devil Dog from their album Alarm.
What was the artist's name?
From the last one?
Yeah.
Devil Dog. No, not Devil Dog. It was Giant Day. Mm. Giant Day.
Bro, I always wonder how people come up with, like, cool names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you have a band yourself, right?
You're not a band yourself? I didn't name it.
Wait, what's your band name again?
It's called Static.
Static?
Bro, these people,
I remember you saying you didn't like that name of the band.
Yeah, it was all, like, the guitarists.
Really? You hadn't... So,
I had an opinion, but I wasn't like really like actively participating in the conversation. Honestly, mm-hmm. I was just trying to make the band email.
Band email?
Yes, we can.
So this is official. This is.
I heard you guys' band has a paid gig.
What?
No.
Who told you? No. Well, who said that? Because that's not true.
It's not.
Well, because I'm not in a band.
No, but like with Bruno, with your friend.
Nobody, we're talking about this, nobody knows who these people are, but I mean, yeah.
Your friend, that's why I said your friend.
The guitarist, I mean, but who told you that we were doing a...
I have no idea, I just randomly heard it in the program.
I mean...
What is happening?
Crap, I'd love to get paid.
That was me. No, it was at the last concert, I heard someone else was getting, like, a thing. Rylan,
how much
the
saxophone getting player.
He's getting paid?
I heard that he had an opportunity
to get
for
paid.
A paid job.
Damn.
I don't know if he's doing it.
Yeah, and then we all thought that you
was
are
like,
getting paid.
No, it was just for that guy, the one guy.
Just for
Rylan? I didn't say anybody else. I just said Rylan.
Uh-huh. The saxophonist.
No, they said Bruno's band, specifically. I saw it.
What is happening? I'm so clueless. What do you mean?
Me too. I don't even know.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways. Jeez.
Anyways,
okay.
I feel like there's better names than Static, but it's fine.
There definitely is, but at the same time, I feel like most of the names for bands are already taken.
Yeah, all of them are taken. Bro, at first they wanted to name, like, the band something like Spectrum or something.
I'm not giving any opinion about the band.
I would not want to be Spectrum.
Bro, are you in the band?
I don't even know myself.
Oh.
But, yeah.
You don't know yourself.
Yeah, I don't even know myself, but...
You don't know if you are in a band.
Yeah.
Why? Are you like a guest star?
I don't know. It just... To me, it just
she's
doesn't
too good
feel
for
like
them,
a
is what
band.
She's trying to say.
She's too good for
no, it just... To me, it doesn't feel like a band to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Type.
Crazy.
Type, yeah.
Type?
Type stuff.
Oh, okay. I guess what I wanted to... kick things off, or I just to come back to it. I don't know if you guys, do any of you know Spanish?
Kaboom.
Un poco.
No, but I have a lot of Spanish friends.
Mhm.
Yeah, but I have a ton
of Spanish friends also.
I took Spanish till grade 11, and then I did not take it this year. But I know like a little bit.
Mhm.
I feel like I can cook too if I go take classes.
I make really good nachos.
Because I heard. It's kind of easy for us to speak Spanish. I don't know if it's like a stereotype or not.
What do you mean?
Like,
if languages
apparently,
are similar, then, like,
no, I, apparently, like, some words that you guys say is very similar to the way that we say, like, specific stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it easier for us to...
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, can you, like, roll your R's?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, yeah, there you go. That's the hardest part, I think.
Yeah.
Well, but
actually, that's true. Yeah.
I feel like, what I was gonna say, because I feel like...
Wait, I want to try the
do you want
the
to
R part later.
Later.
Later. Because
okay.
I feel like I don't want to make noises like...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess what I was mentioning is, I mean, not fully going back to what we were talking about, but
politics.
Exactly. But not, yeah, not fully going back to what we were talking about, but just like also letting people know about my country, I guess.
Sure.
Too. Although nothing severe like that is happening right now, I think
it's a constant thing.
How is it?
Yeah,
there?
Exactly.
It's just been there for a long time.
Exactly. See, I think it's normal. It's almost like a cycle.
Yeah.
Like once it gets
really?
Into it,
how long?
What do you mean? It's Mexico.
What does that mean?
No, it's just
no. Whoa, I'm talking about. I thought you were talking about politics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Mexico, like, how long has it been the same like government?
I feel like since 80s. Oh, yeah. 80s,
90s. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, probably even before. Because
Bro,
even,
have you
even
heard
like.
Of the cartel before?
Hmm? Yeah, the cartel.
No.
Well, what about the cartel?
Bro, you never heard of that?
No, what is that?
Do you not know what a cartel is?
Oh, my God. No,
inform
I'm actually
me,
not.
Inform me, please.
Of course, I'll inform you. For anybody at home who doesn't know what a cartel is, a cartel. Well, okay, well, I don't know exactly what the
it's
definition
like, it's like
is.
A mafia.
But yeah, exactly. It's like
Except
a mafia.
Mexican.
The
villains.
It's
Spanish.
The. Mexican mafia, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
They deal a lot in, like...
And there's more than one cartel.
I don't know if I can say this on the radio. But yeah. they deal a lot in, like...
Drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Malik. You just... Yeah, yeah. They deal a lot with that,
just
but...
He's evil. He just dropped it for you.
No, but... I guess this is just, like, another facet. Instead of, like, being... Like, I guess, thankfully, the Mexican government hasn't got to the point of eliminating their own people.
No, El
Salvador,
but how is your money value?
I mean, thankfully, it's not as bad. It's like, what, one Canadian dollar is 14 pesos?
That's good.
It changes a lot.
Wait, okay,
but yeah.
Well, like, a burger, how much do you have to spend for a burger?
How much do we have to spend for a burger?
For like a combo?
Like there in Mexico, because I want to like compare.
McDonald's.
Compare McDonald's.
That's how I compare, guys.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what? How much is a McDonald's meal here? It's what? Like
I've never bought something
a meal.
Before.
15 bucks.
You've never bought a McDonald's meal before.
No.
Stop. You're missing out.
She's not missing out.
She's lying.
She's not missing out.
She's trying to act healthy.
No,
there's plenty of better fast food places than McDonald's. Let's be honest.
Wendy's.
Okay, but like overall, we were talking about the money value, bro.
Yeah, we're getting off.
Okay, wait. I have a question. You remember like when El Salvador used to be really bad as well, and then like the government, new president, and, like got really good. Yeah.
How do you know? Because
they kicked the president out.
I just know
they kicked the bad one out.
Oh, I see.
I have no like very good knowledge about El Salvador.
I don't know anything about politics. I'm just here.
That's fair. Although. It's important.
It is important, but it's not something that I, like, actively try
you
to follow.
You seek out.
Yeah.
That's fair, sure.
No,
yeah.
I'd rather stick to my books and my crochet tutorials.
Matcha.
No, but, okay, as we were saying, comparing McDonald's meals. What a McDonald's meal is, like, $15.
Yeah.
And there, it's probably, like, Mexico is probably, like, what? 100? No, not 100.
No, stop.
Probably, like...
No, turn it to Canadian food.
Turn it to Canadian.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Like, okay, if it's still 14
But I thought
bucks,
McDonald's is the same. Okay.
If it's still $14.
Yeah. Isn't it the same all, like, shouldn't
oh my God,
it
bro.
Be the same?
What?
Shouldn't
no.
Shouldn't McDonald's price be the same?
No. All around the world?
No.
It's not? Stop.
Wait, listen. No. Some places it's cheaper for like to get food, so obviously they're going to make the prices cheaper.
Oh, that makes sense.
And some places the food is more expensive.
I don't know, guys. I thought it was just like a. I don't know, because it's like everywhere. So I thought maybe
you think about
285 pesos.
Okay. Yeah,
you looked it up.
I did. I did look it up.
285. So you see that is more expensive because
a little
what?
Bit less than $15.
If it's
Canadian.
So that is like what, like $2 more?
I don't know how much thing at McDonald's costs. I don't know. Okay, don't ask me.
But yeah, okay, so then yeah, I think it's a little bit more expensive.
Oh.
Or no,
a
little cheaper, a little cheaper.
A little cheaper
because
they have like different wages too. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because even here, like, the wages for, I don't know, like something like a teacher over here are probably way, well, not probably, are way better than something like Mexico.
Yeah. Someone leaked the Burnaby teachers like pay salary thing. Yeah.
Did they catch this guy?
I don't know, but I saw it on somebody's story.
They posted it on.
Yeah. Not very smart.
Is this? I don't know. Is that illegal?
I don't know, but I know how much my principal makes now. I'm pretty sure.
How much? I'm curious. I feel like we shouldn't, because this is
164K a year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are we? No, but that's from your school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if it's like for sure, but like that's what the sheet said.
Is it bad if we're saying how much your principal gets paid?
I don't know. It's not confirmed, so I'm not leaking anything.
Okay, okay. Well, I guess going into some more music that we can play. We have some little Latin tune that I picked out especially for this session or episode. Hope you guys enjoy it.